Sentinel Online. Now loading All Things Transformers.
You are listening to All Things Transformers. Maximals, maximize!
Welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 52. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me is...
DFT1 Mike.
No, I wanted to go first.
And we also have... we also have the guy who beat Fox News with a stick.
That's right, like a redheaded stepchild. If there are any redheaded stepchilds out there, I do apologize. But this, I haven't given my name yet. I haven't given my name yet, so I can say that and just not give my name, and then nobody knows who to come after, right?
No, we know.
Hi, guys. This is Paul, a.k.a. Optibotomus. Oh, that's a train wreck.
Well, it's...
We try for that.
Yeah, it's become a normal C for us here at the Geekcast Radio Network, so... And then, apparently, one of our other co-hosts, and I know I'm kind of going off topic, but it has to do with Transformers. One of our other co-hosts, Kevin Thompson, over at BehindTheVoiceActors.com, has gone back and started listening to TFG1 episodes from the beginning, and I'm thinking...
Ouch.
Don't listen to the first 11, they all suck. And he's actually defending them. Oh, they're not that bad. You've actually written out fairly good scripts and blah, 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 blah.
You know, I actually... Oh, what? Oh, somebody's calling me. You guys want to hear... you guys want to hear my ringtone?
You can hear it now. Send it to voicemail. Okay, send it to voicemail, damn it.
I did. I'm sorry. But actually, it's the greatest ringtone in the world. I love it. I've neglected to say this many, many times, but I just now remember because just before we started this, I got off the phone with a gentleman. His name is Scott. He is known as, I think, Silvershot on the TFW 2005 forum. Mm-hmm. And he actually is a big fan of yours, Mike. I met him at the our LA meetup, and he had listened to some of our podcasts, and he was very complimentary towards you and how in the early days you pretty much kind of sucked. What he was saying, and you have gotten considerably better, he says.
Well, you know, the reason why I've gotten considerably better is because honestly, and I'm going to be completely blunt when I say this, I don't give a fuck anymore. When I first started, it was like Steve and I had said like six words to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I had been on ATTF in episode nine, I believe. And mm-hmm. That's when I started, and it was like, okay, cool. We have this friendship. Now, of course, our friendship is built over 2 years or so. But it's like when I first started, I'm thinking, okay, I have to be the guy from Good Morning Vietnam who is like, today in the news and blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I was taking it so seriously, and I wasn't really, you know, loose and just going with the flow. I was like, okay, this is what I have to do. I have to write all these synopses out. I have to read all this crap, and then I have to comment on all of it. And it's like after a while, I just said, "Fuck it."
You know that advice is extremely relevant. Everybody always asks me, you know, especially in the YouTube world, how do you make successful videos and stuff? And I'm like, you know what? I don't script any of my stuff. I just say whatever comes to mind, and I'm just myself. And that makes for entertaining conversation, if you will. Same thing with you. So it's, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's scripted. It's there's, you know, it's plotted.
Well, right, but I mean, like, as far as, like, say, on Movie Week in Review, I specifically read plots from Wiki. So, like...
Oh, well, you suck.
Well, I don't feel... I'm too lazy to write them.
That makes sense. That works.
So I figure, what the hell...
I thought that was a very nice compliment. It was interesting.
Oh no, it is. He
threw me off because there was an episode. I don't even remember which podcast that it was on, but I was complaining about my iPhone and how I couldn't turn the camera into widescreen mode and record. It was all coming out in, you know, regular full screen, or not the widescreen format, the other one, whatever it is.
Portrait, yeah.
And I was complaining about it. I don't know if you, do you remember doing that episode?
Yeah, it's one of the ToyCast episodes.
Okay. And the first thing that he says to me, he's like, oh, by the way, Paul, I wanted to tell you how to fix that problem with your iPhone with the cameras. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what are you talking about? And then he explains, he's like, I remember hearing you were talking with, you know, TFG1 Mike and your iPhone, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh wow, that's awfully nice. So there you go.
Yeah. So this is Steve's show. Steve just came back from vacation about a week and a half ago.
I'm sorry, Steve.
No, I know.
It's cool.
You fucking asshole.
All right, Sean Connery.
Sorry. I'm going to shit here.
You're going to shit here?
I was going to do Sean Connery saying I was going to sit here, but for some reason they came out saying I'm going to shit here. So I'm going to leave that alone and just go.
So you shit here. Interesting. Yes.
Priceless.
And, you know, a lot of people, well, actually, again, one person in particular said again, it's Kevin from Tooncast, said he can't listen to, he and I kept debating over the Beast Unleashed podcast about he was going to listen to it just for the Beast Machines reviews. And I said, dude, you can't just start at episode 22. You have to listen to that podcast from the beginning because there's so many gags and off topic stuff that we put in. He said, I hate it when podcasts go off topic. I'm like, hey, that's just the way we roll. But, so some Transformers, a few weeks ago, we got a whole bunch of Transformers United images, which, for those that don't know, the United is the Takara version of our generations here in the U.S.
Which rule?
Yes. And the main one that they were focusing on was Generations Cup, which he looks awesome.
Was the picture that they were showing for that, was that actually... was that the Takara one, or was that the Hasbro version that we saw pictures of?
I think that was Takara.
Check out images of Transformers United, Transformers Generations figures coming from Amazon Japan as updates for the United line over there. And that was the news story on 10/13/2010.
I don't know if these are necessarily... Well, you know, they very well might be. I mean, they're not obviously Henkei because there's no chrome or anything, so maybe...
The only reason why I think that they are is because the picture of Darkmount / Straxxus is the U.S. release colors. It's not the Japanese colors. I'm not sure.
I'm looking at Cup, and his face kind of looks like maybe it could be... Like, not chrome, but very nicely painted.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm kind of iffy with Cup, honestly.
I like the alt mode. The alt mode seems awesome. I don't know, like, obviously, because we can't see from that picture, but it looks like a really, really cool pickup truck for a Transformer.
It's kind of reminiscent of the old Cup. Yeah. With some War Within elements added.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't.
What's wrong, dude?
I don't know. I'm not so big of a. And you know, it's entirely possible that the robot mode is mistransformed. But I don't know. I'm not too big of a fan of the fact that he's got big giant panels on the sides of his arms that extend past his hands.
Yeah.
They're probably supposed to fold around the other direction.
That's what I'm thinking. And then, you know, the wheels on his shoulder, I'm hoping, can fold back some way.
Yep. I think out of all these images, the main one that I'm most excited for is Jazz, just because he has speakers.
Now, see, I could care less about Jazz just because every release of every line, there's a Jazz. And there's usually not just one. There's usually, like, up to three or four.
Well, that's because of repaints and stuff like that. But, I mean, as far as I know, outside of, say, like, a Repro label sticker thing for the G1 reissues, we've never had actual physical speakers for Jazz. And I think it's a nice homage to the G1 cartoon when he actually used his speakers.
Yeah. Sure, okay. I'm trying to figure out. Oh, no, it says not for sale on the top of the... I was trying to look in the top of the car, and it's painted or scratched in there where it says not for sale. I thought it might have said something worthwhile.
What are the other ones that you guys like?
I like Rekgar. Kind of.
I like half of Rekgar. How about that?
The torso and the head.
I like his robot mode. I don't like motorcycle transformers in general, so...
Me neither. They annoy the crap out of me.
But you could get two, and you could have Rekgar riding a Junkion.
That would look creepy.
Yeah, but no.
How's it creepy? He wants to ride his friend.
Yeah, that's really creepy. I'm personally a fan of Perceptor.
I like what they did to him.
It's interesting because in his robot mode, he screams G1 Perceptor, and then he transforms into a tank thing.
A truck tank, yeah.
Truck tank thing ish, which is pretty impressive. I mean, that's. It's interesting. I mean, it's
this episode 80 of ToyCast hasn't been released yet, but I recorded it over the weekend with Michael Wilson, and he pointed out that this Perceptor, as far as the alt mode goes, could easily be based off of the animated design from the cartoon, because in the cartoon, when he transforms in season 3, he looks exactly like this truck tank thing.
I can see that, yeah. I wouldn't be too terribly surprised if they did that, or if that was, you know, in their plan, per se.
Yeah. I guess, moving on here, we also have more images of...
More toys.
Yes, more toys. More images of Rumble, Frenzy, whatever the hell it's going to be.
Looks like ass.
All right, now, the only thing I'm going to say about the Rumble, Frenzy, whatever, is two things. Hopefully Hasbro makes Rumble blue and Frenzy red.
No.
Second of all, I hope that the only way that I would ever get them is just for the robot mode, because while I get that they have to have Rumble and Frenzy in, like, real-world alt modes and not cassettes, because most people don't know what a cassette is anymore, I don't care for the tanks whatsoever.
Steve, go ahead. You tell us. You tell us what you think. I have to collect my thoughts on this infinite pile of junk.
On what character?
Rumble Frenzy. Rumble, whatever.
Okay. I got to pull up Rumble Frenzy. I'm clicking on the link.
Click on that link.
Okay. Rumble Frenzy. Okay, I got it. So he turns into what?
A tank.
A tank.
Why?
Why not?
Because it's the only way they could probably fit the back cannons in.
Still, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can you say blasphemy?
Yeah, it kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, they're supposed to be teeny tiny little robots. Yeah, and you haven't transformed into a tank. I mean,
that's like come on. Making Soundwave into Fortress Maximus.
Yeah, but I mean, they have done that in the past. I mean, look at Power Glide and Sea Spray. I mean, here are mini bots that they made bigger, but for me, I'm looking at this thing and everything looks like it's on this guy's arms.
Like, yeah.
His legs are scrawny. There's nothing to his legs. Everything is the only thing that says Rumble or Frenzy, and you know what? It's going to be Hasbro, so more than likely Hasbro is going to have Rumble be blue and Frenzy be red because it's Hasbro.
Yes.
That's just my guess. When Takara comes out with their version of it, it'll probably be flip-flopped. But the only thing that says Rumble or Frenzy to me on this is the head and the chest piece.
Yep.
That's it. And the arms are ridiculous.
Well, in this new picture that we have here from the eHobby listing or whatever the hell the site that's on the picture is, mm-hmm. It looks like he finally has the pile drivers because the earlier images we've seen or that I've seen, he didn't have pile drivers.
They don't look like pile drivers. They look like tank turrets that are attached to his arms that are pointing downward. Those don't. That does not say pile driver to me.
Okay. Jeez.
I'm just saying. And again, they could be mistransformed, but I'll stick with my PE-01s or whatever they are. They transform into guns, and it works perfectly for me.
I'm not a fan of any of these new figures other than Prime, Laser Prime.
Oh, it hurts.
Well, I mean, I like a few of the other figures, but as far as these others, they're pretty much reminiscent of their classic characters for the most part.
Okay.
Scourge is robot mode, looks like ass. Perceptor's good. Jazz is good. Trax is good. Cup's kind of iffy for me. But the rest of them, I could give two shits less.
Really? You don't even care about Wheeljack?
No.
Wow.
Because, for one, I've never been a big fan of Wheeljack, but two, he's got, like, the, he looks more like he belongs in Alternators. Based on how he looks.
Oh, it hurts.
What is wrong with you over there? Is Burger attacking you again?
No, his words are hurting.
And Grapple is just pointless.
Oh.
He looks like a rejected G2 mold.
Grapple, all they gotta do is release a hoist, and there's two gay Transformers. We already have Inferno and the new Red Alert. There's the other two gay G1 Transformers, so there you go.
The only one I probably would even think about picking up out of this line would probably be the Laser Prime, and that's because I'm very selective on what I would get.
Yeah, I don't really care for Laser Prime.
I mean, he's not as good as the original, obviously.
Well, rarely they are.
But it's better than not at all.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at least we're getting some sort of Prime in the Generations line.
You know what I want to see? Since it's Transformers United Generations, that means it's a multi-diverse group, and they've had some beasts in there. I want to see...
Here we go.
Yeah, you know this is coming. I want to see an Ultra, or whatever, Leader Class, whatever the hell they call it now, show accurate...
Uh-oh.
Beast Machines Megatron in the cloak, where he can transform into the damn dragon.
Hmm.
That's what I want to see.
interesting.
It'll never happen because Hasbro will not ever go back to Beast Wars.
Well, I remember him saying at last year's BotCon that they want to work a couple more Beast Wars figures into the lineup. I think they specifically said Rhinox.
I could care less about Rhinox. I mean, they've got pretty close to him. I mean, it's...
No, but I mean, if they're willing to at least do that, I would imagine they would want to look at some of the cons in the whole thing and not just focus on Maximals.
The only way that I would want a Rhinox is if he was in Dark Designs colors.
Oh.
Give me a purple and silver Rhinox and that's great.
How about you just get one and repaint it, you big whiny baby?
How about you just get one for me and repaint it for me?
Get bent.
Yes, but I would purchase this masterpiece version of Megatron and the cloak from Beast Machines, show accurate and everything. I would pay upwards to $100 to get this figure.
Now,
I would pay probably more.
To get it show accurate, it's that's not going to happen.
As close as they can get it. Transmetal 2 Megatron.
If they made the Beast Machines Megatron a larger size class back then, they could have easily had those feet under that cloak.
They could have easily done the cloak a lot better and had more detail on the head.
That's true, too.
I'm not expecting, like, 100% quality.
God.
I'm just expecting more than what we got.
He's mad about this.
Oh, you
I
should,
want
you
it
should,
now.
Yes, you should hear about how bad I've been ranting about that for weeks.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as Hasbro missing the ball when Batman Beyond Return of the Joker came out, and they didn't make the future Joker figure.
Well, now wait a minute here. It's not Hasbro that has that license, it's Mattel.
No,
yeah.
But they had it at the time.
Yeah, when the movie was first released. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
and then Mattel did it right when they made the accurate version of the Joker from the Justice League Unlimited and Backflash in the movie. They did
that
accurate.
That was the line where they had the Terry Batman, and they had like the old Bruce Wayne Batman, or not Batman, but just as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, the old Bruce.
What? How tall are those? Are those like 5 inches?
Steve has them. He can tell you.
Yeah, they're roughly about that. I have them in a box on my desk.
I was thinking about actually getting those, and I know this is Transformers, but I was trying to, because I have the original, like the very original Batman animated series Batman figure.
So do I.
Do those scale nicely together?
Oh yeah.
Oh, really?
I have every version of the Joker that they made for the animated series, and even when they switched to the New Adventures.
Oh.
The New Adventures were slightly taller, but not by much. They were a little bit bigger build, and then the Justice League ones, the Unlimited, are the same scale as the New Adventures.
I mean,
so the animated's slightly smaller.
Basically, I mean, I wouldn't mind too terribly much if the Terry Batman was a smidge smaller than the original animated series Batman, just because he's a kid. And then the Bruce Wayne as an old man, if it's a little bit smaller, just because he's frail. But, I mean, I didn't want it ridiculously smaller.
Yeah. Well, like, I have one of the Batmans from the New Adventures.
Uh-huh.
Not just like the animated one is obviously going to be shorter, but the New Adventures one is taller than the Terry Batman.
Okay.
And much bigger build. So I mean even the old man is a little bit bigger.
Yeah. While we're on the subject of Batman toys, Big Bad Toy Store doesn't have pictures yet, but we do finally have a listing for the JLU 3-pack of Batman, Joker, and Grey Ghost, which is based off of the BTAS designs.
Yes. And that Joker is the accurate one that they came out with.
Didn't in the Grey Ghost, didn't they have, what the heck was that?
Adam West that voiced him.
Adam, that's right. That's why I remember that. Okay.
It was a throwback.
That was such a great episode.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Good stuff. Just hearing Adam West do that kind of stuff again was really nice.
You get to see Adam West every night, dude.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm loving being able to watch Adam West as Batman again on the Hub. I absolutely love it. My television station has not changed from the Hub more than like 5 times in the past 2 weeks. But anyhow.
And the final... What were you going to say, Steve?
Well, I was going to say, to tie back in, that's why I want to see this Megatron, is because I had to make my own Batman Beyond Return of the Joker, future Joker figure. And they still haven't made an official one. I would still buy it. I don't care. But I would love to see this, a Beast Machines Megatron, as accurate as they can get it.
I shall keep my fingers crossed for you, sir.
Yes, I would certainly hope so, but I'm not going to hold my breath. I'd like to see a stasis pod, too.
Oh, that would be nice.
That would be good. But it would have to be big enough to where it would fit in most figures, though.
Rampage. Portal Firmax scale.
Yeah. And I think the last bit of news that I'm going to bring up, I don't know if you guys are going to bring up anything else or if we're going to discuss anything else, was before this one actually broke, there was another story on TFW that I had told Paul about off-air a few weeks ago. And I was just shaking my head as I was reading this to him. Like, apparently, the Bumblebee crash is going to be written into the movie where... Oh, God. And now it's not going to be written into the movie. Never let it be said that Michael Bay and his team do not strive to make the best of a bad situation. In Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, star Shia LaBeouf was involved in a nasty car accident which needed him to have his hand in a support for part of the filming.
That wasn't an accident. He fell out of a space bridge into the ground. I mean, he probably landed on just the hand itself. That's what broke his fall.
Luckily,
Megan Fox was there to come with some kind of a bandage that she probably pulled out of her stuffed bra to be able to save his hand. How dare you, Mike?
Okay, well, what I was going to say was, it was written into the film by way of a space bridge accident, and if you'd let me finish.
Okay.
However, although earlier reports suggested that the process would repeat itself, in Monday's Bumblebee crash on Transformers 3 set would be written into the film, this has since proven to not be the case. Nelson posted on the Shoot for the Edit forums to dispel the reports that the accident would be written into the film. It is not going to be written into the script for the sake of decency. You don't put accidents into your movies. Not kosher. Besides, they have a backup Bumblebee. Well, they should have several backup Bumblebees.
Well, a friend of mine that I met up with at the Los Angeles convention thing or whatever we call it, he actually was in Chicago when they were doing filming, and he was taking pictures and doing videos and stuff. I saw at least 4 different Bumblebees on the set. Mm-hmm. So as soon as this story broke and there's we're going to write it in there, I'm like, there is absolutely no reason for them to write this into the movie. They have extras. They had to write Shia's hand screw up. They had to write that in. There's no way around it. The only reason, you know, and I was telling you about this, I'm like, the only real reason why they would need to write it in is if they didn't have any more Bumblebees and they had to wait for another Bumblebee to be made for them. You know, at most they lost a couple hours worth of shooting and they probably went back and did it the next day.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was the whole time I was just like, these people are retarded if they honestly think that. And I think with Nelson saying that this is, you know, in bad taste and that you don't do stuff like that, I think that this is the first official information that we've gotten on the movie that we can totally say is not just misinformation or possibly misinformation. If it ends up being in the movie, I'll be really pissed off at myself, that just saying that. But, you know, who knows? Amen.
Yeah. And again, I've said this before, that movie news, sometimes we have to report it. Sometimes I won't report it just because it's movie news, for Christ's sake. I mean, we should all know by now there's going to be things that happen, rumors, and then rumors dispelled, and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, yeah. Until we see a trailer, whatever.
And realistically, I mean, the last movie's trailer debuted at Super Bowl, so, I mean,
yeah,
we're only...
Super Bowl's only a few months away.
Yeah, we're only, what, 4 months away from the Super Bowl? Isn't it in, like, February or something?
Yep.
You know, so... I mean, we're really not that far from a teaser trailer, at least. Well, no, I mean, we got a full... Well, not a full trailer, but the first movie, we got that stupid Mars rover teaser thing.
I hate
at
that.
First.
I hated that thing.
Yeah, that was extraordinarily retarded. And then, you know, then the next Revenge of the Fallen, we got a full-on trailer, wasn't it? I mean, it had Prime jumping from a bridge on top of Demolisher and all this crazy mumbo-jumbo.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was, I mean, it was a decent trailer, but, I mean, for what it was, so, I don't know. And this is, they're everybody involved in this movie is saying that this is... gonna be a huge movie, better than all the other ones, blah blah blah. So
yeah,
hey.
Well, they didn't leave us much to, you know, look forward to from the previous film.
Yeah, you only have up. You can't go down any lower. So,
well, they
yeah.
can hope that they can go up.
Well, they got rid of Megan Fox. That's automatically an improvement.
Yeah, and they put a Victoria's Secret model in her place.
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At least, you know, Megan Fox in the first movie was tolerable. She wasn't bad. In the second movie, she got downright retarded. The honest to God only part that I actually liked where Megan Fox was in it, and it's going against my male hormones and everything, was the scene where they were hiding from the Pretender in the library, and her and Shia were arguing back and forth. And she was yelling at him because the Pretender had her tongue down his throat. He's like, it had a diesel-y tinge to it. That part cracked me up. And that was the only part with Megan Fox that I actually enjoyed. Could have cut the rest of that crap out and I would have been perfectly fine.
See,
so,
the Devastator balls was crap.
That made for good comedy.
Well, and the all of a sudden use of a railgun, which is never featured again in the movie, you think that if they fired it once and managed to hit him in the balls and, you know, destroy him, that they might try that on the Fallen or Megatron?
Well, maybe you can only shoot it one time.
Well, they didn't specify. All of a sudden it was like a plot device, just as bad as the Matrix. Oh, look at this.
That's
fire,
true.
Okay. And then it disappeared, never heard of.
There's so much that's wrong. I mean, that could be a whole nother podcast in itself about just that movie and the things screwed up with it.
You mean the pyramid device thing?
No, you dinky dude. The railgun that was on the boat that shot.
Oh, okay.
Devastator.
Right, okay, yeah. When I,
the whole movie was a plot device.
When I think of horrible, horrible, actually plagiarized plot devices, I think of the little pyramid.
This is Hollywood. Nothing can be plagiarized, just so you know.
Dude,
the entire
pyramid
movie
weapon,
of Avatar was
large
plagiarized.
Pyramid laser thing. Well, Avatar is a whole other subject. But the whole pyramid laser thing, they ripped that from G1 Megatron Space Needle thing in Burma or whatever the hell it was off the cartoon.
Okay.
I'm just saying, that's what it reminded me of, was the G1 episode where Megatron had the solar needle, where Gears went all mean and stuff.
Okay. Good just story. Saying. Good story. Proud of you. I mean, it's just, there's in my mind, you can only improve with the movie. I mean... You know, Revenge of the Fallen is what it is. My personal opinion on it is that it suffered tremendously from shitty writing that was caused by a writer strike, predominantly through the whole freaking thing. I just think it didn't come together very good. And you know, the Michael Bay, Shia, I mean, all these people pretty much concede that fact. And I really hope they just get on their game and come out with a decent movie. And it's the last hurrah for Michael Bay on Transformers, right?
Let's hope.
Yeah, well.
We have anything else we want to talk about?
What do you want to see happen in the third film?
Ooh.
Shia LaBeouf get blown away by Megatron?
Well, that's not nice.
Well, how is that going to happen, considering Megatron is going to be a semi like Prime?
Okay, Shia LaBeouf getting run over by Megatron.
Yeah, I still don't necessarily think that that's Megatron, to be honest.
I think that's going to be like Motor Master.
I think so, and I think they're going to pull in the whole little drone things like power core combiners, because we've seen those SUVs driving around. And I think it's going to be something retarded like the power core combiners, where they're just going to have random vehicles that slam on. I mean, they've already set a precedence with that with Devastator from the Revenge of the Fallen movie. So my guess is that's what it's going to be. I mean, Michael Bay has, when he was talking, I remember reading an article. They're like, how do you improve from the first Transformers movie? Well, you make it bigger. Well, how do you make it bigger? You introduce combiners to it. Okay, so there's Devastator. Now, you already have Devastator. How do you make it bigger for a third one? Well, you have a bunch of combiners in the next movie.
And then they have Unicron floating over the horizon.
Yeah. Well, they could always do that. I mean, like with
the Fantastic Four. And then it eats the planet, and that's the end.
Nice. We can have, you know, Shia screaming, Bumblebee!
If he dies. Bumblebee gets eaten.
Yeah. I don't know what they're... And the problem is... You know what? Seriously, I wouldn't be surprised. You know how I've been watching a lot of Animaniacs lately. And throughout that entire cartoon, unlike the different cartoons, like say you're watching a Slappy Squirrel cartoon, the Warner Brothers and Dot would run through. They would have these run-through gags. And I wouldn't be surprised if the 1969 Agent J and Agent K would do a run-through in Transformers 3.
God.
That'd be hilarious if they showed up in that wrong time. Well, they'd be like, where are we? Oops. Oh, wait, we're supposed to be at this point. All right, see ya.
The only reason why I say that is because when the first plot points of TF3 got leaked about it's going to be tied into the space race, I had just read that whenever Men in Black 3 gets off the ground, they're going to go back in time to 1969. And it's like, what?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I guess.
Somewhere.
Yeah. As long as we... The only thing that I would say...
They did it in Futurama, and it worked well.
Yeah, true. as long as, again, there's more robots, less humans, okay. I'll be all right with it as far as TF3 goes, but I don't know.
Here's the thing. I've said this a million times, okay? If you take out the human element, normal, everyday Joes are not going to like the movie.
No, I'm just saying you can have like the... No, I'm talking about the human characters that really don't count, like Shia, like this new bitch that's the Victoria's Secret model. You can have the military personnel. I don't care about them. You can have them in there.
But you have to have the human element. You have to have the Sam Witwicky so that people can identify with him.
Make it about his parents. People identify with them a whole lot, especially
his parents crack me up. I'm sorry. People have bitched about Sam's mom. She cracks me the fuck up.
I just didn't like the whole brownie scene. Other than that, I will agree with you. She is funny.
That was what was not funny about that?
She
didn't know what she was doing. I mean, she's naive. She's like, oh yeah, I got him from some bake sale.
He offered me a brownie and it tastes good. My face looks weird in the mirror.
Good stuff. The whole dogs humping I thought was funny. I was cracking up while I was watching it.
Until the second time?
Well, the second time was a little bit, that got a little bit redundant. But, you know, the twins, you know, Skids and Mudflap, I loved them. I cracked up every time that I saw them on there. I don't know why. It's just, It was just funny to me.
The only time that I really enjoyed them is when they're in
Devastator's mouth.
No. Well, you know, if he swallows them, maybe they can suck his balls from the inside out. Oh,
God.
Yes. He went there.
He totally did.
But what I was going to say was, I have pictures of this on my Facebook. I took screen caps of it off the DVD. The only time I really, really enjoyed Skids and Mudflap was when they were with Bumblebee in the temple and they were all acting like the Three Stooges.
That was amusing. And then Bumblebee just comes over and grabs them and throws them.
Yep. Actually, yeah. He knocks their heads together, then throws them.
He does, yeah. He does. I mean, I can't think of a scene really that I didn't like with those guys in them. I mean, I liked when they were big, giant robots walking around trying to tiptoe. And they're like, this is like how the ninjas do it, you know, or whatever they say. I mean, it was – I'm just sitting here and I'm like, that's – to me, that's funny. Big, giant robot. Well, not – I mean, they weren't that big. I mean, they're, what, like 15, 20 feet tall or something like that. I mean,
they're pansy bots.
Yeah, they're tiny guys. You know, but it just – I was just watching them. I'm like, that's funny because that's what I would be – I'm like, if I'm sitting here watching, I'm like, how the fuck does somebody not notice a 20-foot robot walking around? It's tiptoeing. I mean, come on. It's just funny to me. And then when they were yelling at Leo, oh, it was that whole thing. It was fantastic.
I tell you, though, that's one human I could do without in the third film. Leo?
I have to agree.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Leo could. Leo I could do without. There were a few comedic elements that he had, but I really thought that he was kind of superfluous to the whole Agent Simmons thing. I mean, it's kind of pointless to have two uber conspiracy theory guys in there. I mean, one is sufficient.
I don't mind Totoro returning for the third film if he indeed, in fact, is returning for the third film, but please stop showing us Simmons' ass. We do not need to see that, especially in 3D. Oh, God. IMAX was bad, but if it's shown in 3D, oh, Jesus Christ, help us all.
When you can see the, you know, crevices and in the theater, it's bad.
Well,
it's time to give up.
Oh, God.
I mean, fuck that high-definition stuff. We got 3D for you. Yeah. Check out
so
this
when
pimple.
Devastator hangs his balls, you'll really get smacked in the face.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so let's close out this episode, I guess.
Yeah, because I got to pee.
You got to take a phone call.
No, I just hit the thing. I don't want to talk to him. He wants me to teach him how to do videos and stuff.
Why did you give him your phone number in the first place?
Oh, because he's one of the guys that I met down here for the meetup.
All right, well, I guess Megatron closed the show.
Boil 'em, mash 'em, stick 'em in a stew. Yes.
That's it?
Potatoes.
Potatoes. I will kill you, Mike TFG1 Blanchard, and your stupid Unicron discussion will be completed.
I am telling you, G1 Unicron head from TFTM and Beast Machines, Giant Head Megatron, they are clearly, slightly, almost the same size.
They're clearly, slightly, almost the same size.
My Grand Maul fits on Fortress Maximus's body, whereas Unicron's cannot.
They still look in scale to me.
You're full of shit. Check a real scale, idiot.
Why didn't somebody just stick you back in that organic piece of crap you came out of, damn it?
Why don't you go play with your tentacles?
Now, Michael Wilson isn't here. We can't bring in the tentacle porn.
Yes. Oh. He lunged forward and gave it to you as you bent over and took it.
Like a man?
No.
Oh, God.
He took it like a rhino.
Well, at least I'm not the one always fucking Barney Megatron.
I killed that beast.
Alright, this has been AGTF episode 52. We'll see you next time.
No, I will see you.
Are you done?
I kill you.
Is that
I
it?
I kill you.
I kill the spoon.
I kill you.
Stop sporking around.
Spork.
This is the end. My Viacons will be on their way.
Yes.